Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like, I just think he's really, really cute, and like, he really breaks my heart. He really, really does. And I feel like people don't understand him the way they should. But I love him. I think
there's someone different. I just don't think he would actually.
Are you recording it? Just so I can say a few things. No, it's just because there's a lot of people on the internet. I was saying this to my brother earlier. Like, there's a lot of people on the internet who take him for a friggin' joke in the way of like letting on their going with him. And I actually said this here to Louise the other day, like, don't be letting on your going with him, because then he was raging whenever Louise was with her husband and her partner. And I'm like, why would you say that? Tell him, because if he thinks he's going with you, you're going with him. 100%.
He does,
all right.
You're playing on his emotions. You know what I mean?
But even if he did get a real girl, I don't think he would even have the balls to kiss her.
Ach, no, he might.
I would. I've seen him, like, he's up for it.
I think he would. And I think, I think a lot of his frustration of the way he gets on is because he hasn't had that intimacy with someone. Like, I know everybody can bust a move out in your bedroom, but, like, I mean,
you know, he doesn't.
That intimacy, like, Lamb beside someone, giving them a wee snuggle, a wee kiss, or whatever, even if it's not meant to be forever or whatever else. But
at,
like,
least have one experience of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Maybe we should get him a wee prostitute.
Why don't?
It's his 40th birthday in February.
I don't think he would fall through. He would shit himself.
I don't know if it's attractive people or something. Somebody's attracted to you, he may get a bit shy or whatever. Like, but see what happens.
Do you want to? 40th,
we could get him a hooker and Santa Claus. Because
he's so famous, people want to just look after him. Like, ours will be paint free. You, like, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Revolution to Cuba after the tattoo convention. There was a wee man, I couldn't believe it. He was loving it because he met me. He said, can I buy you a drink? I was drinking beer. And I was like, oh, I made double fucking ripple. Yeah. 28 quid or something. And then I said, I says, Burnsy's looking one as well.
You can't get me without getting Burnsy. It's a rule, like, you know what I mean? Fair enough, I'll do it.
No, just shoot it. I'm paying two phone contracts, actually.
It's about the same.
Hurry up, welcome to the Working Class Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special episode of your favourite podcast, the Working Class Podcast.
My favourite one too.
Proudly sponsored by R King's Competition, the best competition page in the fucking world. I was actually with a boy last week in Ibiza and he won 2 cars. So it's real. Trust me. People think this competition shit is made up. I've seen people with my own eyes winning competition. I'm not going to say no names, but listen, it's legit. Cars, holidays, 49p, get on that shit. Be stupid not to. And we're also proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. Best sunbed facility in the world also. Come and check it out.
That was good, mate. Well,
and LeGras.
And the main man's
Get yourself a nice LeGras if you're a guest on the podcast.
Use the code UNA10 for fuck all off.
So we're now here. What's your predictions for? We'll go through the fight. We'll go through each fight, and you can give us the prediction. Who's Ben fighting?
Ben's fighting the guy from the Backroom Bandits, the wee guy in their group. I haven't seen him, so I'm gonna put my money on Ben for that one.
Because I don't know any of them, much of them. The wee kids that come up and visit me in my shop and keep me company, they said to me that Ollie can't fight. He couldn't fit himself out of a paper bag, so I'm going to go Ben.
Right. So how would they know? I think he's from, like, Danny Gall or something.
I die or something.
I don't know. It's Danny Gall.
I think that wee girl Emma is going to do fuck all but get my big toe in her ear.
I'm Team Red, but I'm sorry to say I have to put my money on it.
I actually, everybody keeps saying to go to Slaughter, right?
Someone says to me today, you're eager on the blonde hair's mad. I can't remember who it was. You don't know about you. Can't remember who it was. Must have been from that clip we've had.
You spoke, you've done well on the press conference.
Like,
you
as soon as I get a few drinks in me, I sound like a full blown Millie.
Because you are Millie. You're no, Millie at like, heart. You're Millie at
I
heart.
I am, but like, I feel like a lot of the time I don't show my full Millie potential. And then, like, not that I'm trying to like cover it up, because like, always for, you don't forget where you come from, no matter who you are, what you are.
Never.
I'm never going to forget where I come from. But like, I get like a few drinks to me and all of a sudden I'm from West Belfast. Like,
you went from a responsible mother to a crazy Millie, yeah, and
Belfast accent gets stronger.
It's stronger and stronger. But like, you have to be, I feel like when you're talking to the Alibaba English, especially you have to slow down. English people, you have to slow down. And when I slow down, you're either going to sound like you are a Millie, and God forgive me, but I'd rather sound like a Millie.
100%. Represent where you're from. People, I used to crack up with people when they're rapping in an English accent or an American accent. Rapping your own accent.
I can't
accent
stand
where you're
that.
From, like,
really, really.
I love, I don't know what it is. I love Scouse rap.
Scouse
rap's
good, but they're still rapping in their
but
own accent.
But I love, and I love, like, Scottish. You know, like, when you get, but you know what? Best music is the best ever. Do you remember, me and you're around the same age, Gavin, so do you remember when we were been about first year, second year? It was all outdoor music, and it was all the Scottish wee people, like, MC in the background. And it was all, like,
wee like, music. It was the ass, like, Gypsy MC, like, Pat Flynn, though. No? Is that
I
what you're
know. It was, like, DJ.
Yeah, thugs. I've heard a couple of Scottish
yeah,
MC
and it's,
ones,
but
like,
it's really, really funny. It's like, oh my God, look at that face. I sounded like Nigerian.
You sounded Indian and Nigerian at the same time, right?
What fucking accent was that?
I don't know.
It sounded like you're working like, a quickie mark in the Simpsons.
Yeah, sure, they took him out. They took him out of the Simpsons.
Did they?
Apu got removed out of the Simpsons.
Is that legit?
That's how fucked up the world is.
Why?
Racist.
It's not racism. It's funny. Like, it's not that like, people live in the world but own shops.
The Simpsons like predict the future?
No. Apparently so. No, I'm going to tell you why it isn't. The Simpsons is, if not the longest, it's like, it's one of the
longest
most, yeah.
TV shows,
so yeah. if you have the longest running TV show, and if you have so many episodes each year, some stuff that you do is going to happen in real life. It's just statistics. The chances are going up. Some of the stuff that there is. The one of Donald Trump going up the escalator because he's wearing the same tano.
Yeah.
That one was.
And all, the three of the world leaders are all wearing the thing. I don't know.
No, same
I remember
beer.
Being in Creamfields and I thought it was in The Simpsons. You ever see where they had the big dome in The Simpsons movie?
Oh my God.
Fall Academy, looking around. We're like, is this a dome or is this actually the earth?
Have you ever taken Academy?
Uh huh.
I remember, like, one of the last times I took it, if not the last time I took it, was in, obviously, way before I had kids. Not for any judgmental people. Not that I did. But I remember taking it and I just went, this is shaking up. And I was like, taking it. And I looked over at Johnny and I could just see him falling down the back of the sofa. I was like, what's going on? And then I said, Johnny! And he was going, what? And I was going, you're all right? And he said, yeah, what's going on? I was thinking, fuck, I can hear him perfectly. And he said, I'm back at so
what happened to
me? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like falling down there.
See, when you look at stuff, it looks longer as well.
Yeah.
So see, when I was looking in my bedroom, it was just long as fuck. I was like, yeah. I never want to be able to walk up there. It's
I
just the longer.
I think out of everything I've ever taken, ketamine was my favourite.
It's too much if you're not like mentally prepared for it. You're just it wipes you out for 10 minutes. You're
no,
gone.
But
like,
see the thing, but it
I
feels like it's
when I lost all
lemons
in the beaver.
Did you take it in the
beaver? No, I didn't.
I lost all lemons, and I was with all these boys from Derry. Shout out to all the Derry boys on our flight. The lads, we ended up fucking. I thought it was Gavin and Snowball, and it was all the Derry. I was going, what's happening here? I
that's what's really, really bad. Like, I remember going up the stairs with Johnny. He was like, look at the state of you, smacked out. And I was like, right, we'll take me up to the room. And I burst out laughing. He was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? And I was like, there's a big step, and then a small step, and then a big step, and a small step. I was like, kill myself laughing. And then you get into a bed, and now I can hear, I love nothing more than somebody even by the beach. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I can hear the whoosh of this wave.
Because it's a horse tranquilizer. You're going to see if
it
you stay awake.
You.
You're guaranteed to
see,
balls, like.
See people, like, they build a tolerance up for that quick. Like, I know people that can take lanes and all of it.
I know.
And, I mean, see, when I talk, literally a wee out. Fucking tiny thing, and I buried my shoes in the beach in the beach. I never found them.
Never got them back.
Fucking weird. So strong, like
I haven't took a single
Some looky looky man, loving it.
But I think I would die if I took anything now.
It's because you're getting older. You don't even want to now.
It's just I think your kids.
Yeah, I think when you're like 18 to 25, you just
go nuts.
Yeah, I think. And then after that, you just...
The first year, you look a life different. It was like 6 days in a row we took it. And then by the last day, I wasn't even doing anything. But the first day,
that's because your tolerance was built up.
But actually, seeing all things I got too. Like, I remember, like, you know, you taking two years. I never took 2 years because I'm not a head case. But I remember taking one, and then like hours later, taking another one, and you don't feel it.
Nah, it's the first one, like, will rage off.
And then I get blocked one day, and then get up the next day, and no matter how much I drink, I'm not able to get drunk.
I get that too. See, when I tell you a wee trick, how you do get drunk, it happened to me on holiday. I kept, like, when you were getting up, I couldn't get drunk. And we fucking green buzz balls. They get, have you ever drank one of them?
No,
it's like a wee ball. They're called buzz balls, everyone. Yeah, they're like, it's like a, but they're 14%. See, if you drink three of them, I guarantee you now the next day you'll be blocked. Uh-huh. I mean, I was getting their tight when I was waking up, and I was just drinking two or three of them, and they were strong enough, rolled like, off.
He was mostly drinking them. I was just drinking a breezer and then getting a shot in a bar, drinking a breezer and doing a shot. And then I was talking around, anytime I seen him, he was drinking a buzzball. I was going, rough leg. But the way you were blocked, but remember the third day, your woman was trying to fuck him. She was going, you can all stay, but he has to go. And he was just looking there going, nah, you're not going.
Where was this?
What's the rules? What's the policy? Show me the law that I have to go.
Where was this in?
It's in the Highlanders, and I guess there's something on this trip. We were sorted the next day. She can
I've never been to Ibiza. I'm going next year, and I've booked it. I've had a panic attack every day.
No, you'll love it.
Ibiza, Una, it's as crazy or as chilled out as you want it to be.
The girls I'm going with are staying for like a week. I'm staying for 3 nights. I don't want to be away from the kids at all.
So you're only really going to get one night at it days. Like you're not because the last day you don't want to be getting
partying. It's like I don't mind the partying for one night. I'm happy enough to chill. I'm going for a hen party. Like the girls I'm going with go to Ibiza every single year, but me and my baby sister, we're going, and I'm like, my nerves are like away for it, just because you hear so many horror stories about getting spiked and all, and I'm like, I couldn't possibly be starting in a giant nightclub myself, because I am an invalid.
I don't like
people do be out fucking to do that type of stuff as well. Like,
because
no, they do.
But I've been spiked before. I got spiked.
Spiking yourself don't count, do you know?
That's what I tell people. I got spiked by
like a wee Romanian woman in Thompson's before. She asked me for a drink of my drink, and I gave it to her, but she must have spot something into it. And I woke up the next day in some woman's sofa in Sandy Row. Swear to God.
Catholics don't go.
Sandy Row or Catholics, I don't know.
I stand Sandy Row to be first.
No, I've partied and all there, but I mean, you wouldn't want to be there if you have the name Una and you're not there voluntary. But I was walking up, shouting my daddy's mobile number because I'd lost my phone and all, hadn't the wits about me. And this girl was like, this wee woman come out into the street, and she said, fellas were like looking at me, whether or not they were coming to help me, whether or not they were being creepy crabs. And she brought me in. She was about 90. Straight out to you, probably day I got love you. But
God love her, fuck's sake.
She was about 90 and she brought me in, stuck me on her sofa. And I can't remember. I woke up the next morning and she was just like, are you okay? She was standing in her wee purple nightdress. She was like,
you know, like, what the fuck happened last night?
I rung my daddy.
You can't remember anything.
No. And I rung my daddy. It was a date rape jug. I rung my daddy off her phone, and my daddy was like, I've had about 7,000 missed calls from all different numbers, but I was shouting. Apparently, I was walking up with Sandy Rose shouting his number. I'm not going to shout it out, but like my daddy's had the same number from when I was about 11, shouting it. So obviously somebody's rang him, and like he hasn't answered, and been like, your daughter is running about shouting your number off. It was crazy. Like, and I used to be absolutely a mayhem. Whenever I met Johnny, I was a nutcase. I actually don't know what he ever married me for.
Sure, well,
he's seen the good in you.
I know.
But like, you were walking into a party one day, and I get out and left. Not because of you, but because of who you were with. But I was leaving, and I'm like, the parties that he was having in that house, you know, the parties he's having in that house, and I'm like, I don't know.
Some fella with a guitar, no?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. And some fella, some big fucking fully grown, normal man, as in, like, a straight man with big fucking hairy toes, took my big high heels off. My ones are tied up here and was running about. Now I'm a size 3, he's a size 33.
That's probably Sean Paul Morse.
Was it
he does all that shit, though. He does all that.
One day I come down my stairs, And my ma had these fucking big hair things. I don't know what the fuck.
I think we've talked about that before. I was meant to stop him on his head. Extensions.
He
I'll tape the fucking potato to his head.
Your man out of Lord of the Rings when he grew out his hair.
I'll tape the potato to his head and colour it in blue. And he went down, got
a
carry.
He was on a shop run, didn't he? He was like a blue smurf.
He's mad. Yes,
he's always been known to just do funny stuff in parties and
all. That's funny. Oh, that's really funny. I'm trying to keep it funny as well. Guy.
Like, I mean, you're out the SP, you fucking legend.
See, when we were on the flight coming back from Ibiza, so we get on our flight and we were a Snowball and Amit, and they went to High Nightclub the night before we.
Amnesia was it
Amnesia? It was Ben Hamsey. Oh, I was Amnesia. So they hadn't slept, so they came straight home, partied on the balcony, and we got the bus or taxi to the airport at 7 in the morning. So we get on our flight, they were obviously hitting such a dinner. I think they took a yalla to go to sleep on the flight. Our plane goes out onto the runway, and then they fell asleep. I was looking down, his hair was just like that. I was babbling away.
We were on the runway for 2 hours.
2 hours, and then they came over, the pilot was like, right, we're going to go back into the airport because there's something wrong. We need to get it checked out. But when the plane stopped and everyone started lifting their bags and all, they woke up and were like, oh, I'm fucked for that. They're at us back. No, like, they thought they were back in Belfast.
I turned but around to them both and I was like, lads, we haven't took off yet. We haven't left the beef. And they're like, I stop waving me up. No, you're not even funny anymore. I was like, man, I'm not trying to be funny. Look outside. Does that look like Belfast? You, the lockdown. What the fuck? Snowball fenced up out of his shuttle bus.
He started kicking chairs down the airport in Spain, kicking chairs down. So, and even over to the bar, started lifting stuff from the bar and all going, I'm taking that, fuck you. So they got the guard. Is it the, what do you call it? Is it the guard? Yeah. Like, so they come up and they start going, what are you looking at? I'll beat the cunt out of you too, you fucking wanker. And he was just running about going nuts, mad at his head. He's called.
He goes to your woman out of jet too. Fuck off, you tramp. Uh-huh. Did you just tell me to fuck off? I was going, oh, boys, we're going to end up lifting here.
He calmed down, and then he went and apologized, but his hair was mad that he thought we landed in Belfast. As you would, that would be the worst thing ever.
Oh, your hair would go like, they didn't believe me. I was going, lads, I promise you, I'm not joking.
That would be awful. Like, imagine waking up thinking, I have just slept through 4 hours, whatever it is, the Ibiza. Slept through that and like woke up and be able to like go and get a munch and then know you're still in Ibiza.
The shuttle bus.
Oh, I actually went back into we went back into the airport and I just went to the bar.
I don't know. Me and Emmett slept in the 2 wee fucking benches. Oh, fuck, crackness.
Do you feel that sick on the way home?
It's just, do you know what? Do you want to know what it is more than anything? I think it's tiredness. It's sleep. You don't get enough sleep. You're like, Ibiza doesn't start the fucking 2 in the morning. And then,
it
doesn't start at 2 in the morning, like all
you
the big nightclubs.
You could go to a Beaver Strip at 7 o'clock and it could be just dead, there's no one even there.
Yeah,
you go at 12 and it's just packed.
So you don't get, like, and see in beds and then the heat, you sleep for 2 hours, you're getting up and you're drinking again. And overall, like, we lost a full day sleep because we flew through the night. So our first day in a Beaver, we hadn't even slept yet. Getting into the second night, we didn't sleep, and it was getting into the third day. We were sitting, no sleep, fucked. We were
what
all right.
During the day?
Like, just sitting in the balcony. He was rapping on. It was just good crack.
Drinking on the balcony.
He's not going to explore.
We didn't even do nothing. We paid. Ibiza Rocks we went to, it was for £850 or something. We went into the
like all pools and fucking bars and all at the bottom of the hotel. We were down there. It was all right, like, but. But during the day, we were mostly busted.
See, Ibiza Rocks, it's there because they put on DJs through the day. And it's like one of the daytime clubs you go to. Yeah. We get free tickets because we were staying in a hotel. We didn't go. We went in once, didn't we? We went there for 10 minutes and we're like,
it wasn't great.
Fuck, it's
the
like...
The hotel I'm staying in is like...
What's it called? Is it Wiki Woo,
no? No, it's like a new one, and like I looked it up on.
John, give us a wee beer, please, sir, will you?
Me too, if you don't mind.
I'd take a wee beer if we're going. Like,
this is Liam's first time drinking a liquor on the podcast.
No, it's not a drunk one with Mickles here.
You're not on the drink at the spoofer.
No, I'm not.
So
I'm
it's called the TRS Ibiza Hotel.
One wee beer won't hurt.
And when I looked at it, I was like, so our hotel, our room, because I'm booking it with my sister. We booked it with my sister and when one of the other girls who's going to the hen party.
Yes.
I don't even know her, but we've booked a suite. Which has a swim up pool to it. It is really, really, really fun. So I don't think I'm going to experience the Ibiza that everybody. I'm not dissing that. I prefer that.
Well, I'm not lying. Like, not one of us get in the pool. We didn't.
Well, weren't allowed. You had to pay VIP. Oh, the RWE.
No, RWE have a VIP pool. Huh? But here, so not one of us even get in it. Like, we're like, see Ibiza Rocks, right? It's so busy. It's a really busy. See the pool, like the
pool everyone gets in the party and all.
It's tiny. It's about the size of this room. And Herbie's about fucking about 100 people all crammed. They're all smelly cunts. Oh, they're all showing off. I got fucked out.
Yeah. It was good crack. Okay. We were on the boat like fucking VIP. Sean Don run the boat. Big fucking 5 liter Ciroc. And then next thing, I don't know what
did
happened.
Meet Wayne.
Nah, I got fucked out. We were meant to do a podcast for Wayne. And
can't take him anywhere, by the way. People, it doesn't matter.
So that's when I lost my phone. No, I lost. I was only a couple of hours.
Did Lingo?
Huh?
And was she not ready to kill you?
I can't remember.
Well, that's what couples do. One day Gam was fucked, then the next day Jolene was fucked. So they basically redeemed themselves because one was looking after one on the first day, and then the other one was looking after one the next day, and then that third day we were all.
I couldn't do it with Johnny.
Oh, it's hard work.
Me and Johnny don't even drink together, like at all, really. We'll have a few in the house, but I wouldn't be able to go out and sit with him. The last time me and him were blocked together, I kicked him down the stairs.
Did she?
Yeah, I kicked him down the stairs. That's why I don't really drink vodka.
Have you ever seen a video of me driving down the stairs on a bike?
No.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Dream straight sounds out, fun. Straight out the front door, smashed the door, straight down. I'll try and put it up if I can find it.
Years ago, will it?
Oh, I showed. I'm at the top of the stairs, and just on a bike, obviously fucking drunk, and drive the whole way down, make it down, and then just straight through the fucking door, smashed.
Whose idea was that?
Whose house was it in?
I couldn't even tell you. Some house nowhere got.
That's how much he gave a fuck about whoever
I got
was
fucked
in that
out of the house. I fucked out.
Fucked out
I would say
party.
So. Remember SP years ago and you got him to eat the goldfish?
I still have the video.
No,
we,
you didn't.
Yeah, should we run a party? I have the video. Can you put it?
Yeah,
did he swallow it?
So
it's,
no. This is the thing. I thought he was going to just swallow it. He chewed it. And see when he opened his mouth, it's in on his mouth and he's just in.
Imagine you're down the next day to feed your own patient. It's not there.
Yeah. There was a week.
You know the worst bit was, you know, you get done for animal cruelty. Cops and all came. He had to get done.
What's
going
on?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know who he is, but I always try and get him because I want him to make me a BA. Because he watches my TikToks.
What's a BA?
A brand ambassador for the vaccines. I would sell them by the dozen because everybody who messaged me when I do like cleaning new videos in my house. They would, like, I mean, as soon as I upload, what wax melts are, because he has the strongest wax melts you'll ever smell in your life.
And you gave us ones before, weren't
they? They were all called, like, big dick and all.
I was the Valentine's Day ones. They're gig, but the nicest ones are, like, the Mrs. Hinch one that he has at the minute is, like, chef's kiss. It is.
Do you want me to say them, please?
Yeah, I do. And I am to do, like, a BA, because I would literally love it. And just give me, like, a wee discount code, and I'll, like, post it, because then anybody who orders online or messages through the page that goes into the shop, they'll get like a wee discount off it. But people, I'd get them hunting.
Right. How many videos do you upload a day?
It all depends. Like, if I've got a load of TikTok shop videos to post, I can upload a couple a day. I don't like to overflow, flood my page with that. But
sometimes less is more.
Yeah, so I'll post, like, I've posted one today. On a weekend, I'll tend to post more because I do food videos and stuff at the weekend. But
see, when you do the Chinese, do they give you them or just?
Well, a lot of them would message and ask me to come down and try it, but some of them I've went to are fucking rotten. But I'll never. If it is, you'll be able to tell the words I use. That I'm never going to say that it's fucking stinking because I don't believe in pulling
a business down
because of my taste for it. Like,
no,
the same
thing.
Somebody else
could
like really like that. So I went to one and I was saying the likes of like. I was trying to say like nice things, but like it didn't really mean that much. Like the prawn crackers were thin and they were lovely, or Johnny really liked this part of it, but I wasn't saying too much.
Yeah.
Do you know, because you don't want it.
So you, if you read between the lines, you kind of know what one's good and what one's not.
But then you go to one and you'll be able to tell, like, see Chinese, they are the way to my heart.
She's learning to talk Chinese.
Are you?
Yeah, like I was really embarrassed because John came in the other day and I was talking Mandarin. Chinese. I was talking Chinese.
No, it's not Mandarin. Chinese.
It's Mandarin.
No, it is Mandarin.
No, it is Mandarin.
See, there's always doubt me in this podcast.
But we
asked I've never been wrong.
We asked
I've
pig.
Never been wrong
he's,
in this podcast.
He,
people think I'm
dopey
because I smoke grass.
They're Chinese,
I've never got anything wrong in this podcast
Mandarin.
Once.
Chinese Mandarin.
We had a Chinese man on. I'm talking to him.
Yeah, there is. So there's, you have like Hong Kong dialect. You have, just the same as there's like English, but you have like American English, you have Northern Ireland English.
Yep. Do you know what writing's the maddest writing ever? Arabic. It goes from right to left. But do you ever, like, it just all, it looks just all like joined up writing.
So like, let's all do like a wee quick here of all different ways to say I love you. So in Irish, it's Iscralam hu. What did you say in Arabic? In English, obviously, I love you. In Mandarin Chinese, it's Wa'aini.
Te amo.
Wa'aini.
You're making that up.
No, it is. It's Wa'aini. And you have to put on the wee accent. Then I said, why when you're saying Wa'aini and saying it like that? And she's like, because it's not Wa'aini. It's Wa'aini.
But then, is that not being, is that not making fun of Chinese people?
No, it's not.
But it's a stereotype because they do talk like that.
It's
like, how are our situation? Potato.
We were kind of Lamar last. On Tuesday or Wednesday, and the same thing was happening. He was going, Matt, and I was just going, Matt, Matt, because there's people all around you too, and everyone's all at it. Then going, I'm not racist. Like, I'm just singing a lyric to a song.
To the Chinese people talk, but it actually means like if you're talking about something, so you would say like this beer, that pillow. So I guess like in our words, it means like this or that. So they're saying like.
So is that it? Just sounds like
say whenever. I mean, it's in every conversation they're having. The same way we would say the.
They sound so aggressive when they talk.
Like, but you can tell. Like, I remember being in there one day, my daddy was in the shop, and the next thing, they were, like, shouting at each other because somebody, I don't know, and I mean, squealing at each other, and I was sitting there, petrified. I was like, she's going to come out here and hit him with a fucking knife. I mean, like, squealing, and then she was going out, and then coming back out, and then he was squealing, and I was like, there's going to be murder at the top of your truck road.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see your man on the plane at like it's racist what he's shouting, but he has like the Burger King hat on. Mate, he get back on a plane, done it again.
What's his
I swear guy? To fuck, he's getting on planes. Who's letting him on planes?
What is it? What did he do?
He should be blacklisted from there.
So he's getting on planes, right? And he wears like a wee fucking Burger King hat. You know the wee ones you give the kids. And he's just sitting shouting.
The M word, basically.
It's fucking wet, but and people are just like looking at him. He's just shouting it. But I
like constantly just saying it over and over and
has
over.
Has he got
again.
Threats or something?
No, he's doing it on purpose. It went viral. If anyone went viral, so he thought it'd be funny to go and get
but
on.
But that's
team,
not you know? Funny. Like your people are laughing. Sometimes you have to think to yourself, people aren't laughing at with you. They're laughing at you.
Yeah.
And like it's all good having like so many laughs. Like a whole situation with Burnsy. Like people laugh with Burnsy. But you would be the first person to like claw someone's eyes out for laughing at him.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
People think even people were trying to make it as if we were laughing at him too.
And you're like, but no. Like,
see if we were really laughing at him, do you think his dad would let him come on?
But his mummy and daddy watch
every weekend. They watch
him
podcasts,
whenever
exactly.
He's late. His mummy and daddy watch him.
They watch him, exactly.
Like, and his mummy and daddy take a lot to do with him. Like his mummy and daddy tell him he's not allowed tattoos. Yeah. They tell him things that he's not allowed to do. So his mommy and daddy would not let him hang around Jason's. Like he has been taken advantage of by so many bigger people.
Yeah.
And that's why he calls him out and whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you can tell once the cameras are off and we're with him, like people can see.
Like what about when Burnsy slags a fuck out of Gavin or slags a fuck out of me? There's nobody.
Or what about whenever Burnsy goes for a sleepover for you and Julian?
Do you know what I mean?
But he means no harm, but I mean like he gets some people sometimes I believe it, I go I wonder if there's any truth to this, right?
No, and then
2 seconds later, he was just...
I believe him all the time.
But like, 9 times out of 10, it's just... No, what was absolutely hilarious. Everyone... It was when the press conference just started. And Costa asked... I think he asked Emma, where are you from? And she's like, Ballysilm. Burnley hadn't got the mic. He's just sitting there saying, fuck a Ballysilm.
I know.
Ballysilm rats.
Did you not hear him to the pig? Billy just started up, man. See you, baldy dick, son of baldy
bastard. He says, see your girl bastard. Back home. I was like,
I don't care about you, your family, your girl back home. Huh? Don't see me this girl back home.
I know what he's saying.
But because he's Chinese, he thinks...
He's not Chinese, he's Japanese.
Right, he's Japanese.
Whenever he came under the thing, I went, he's Japanese.
Shout out to the Japanese.
And I says to Sean, because he was... I'm not even joking. He was there in spirit. He was there in person, but not in, like he was definitely out of it.
Sean Braniff?
Yeah, I said to him, I can't be racist, but he was talking into the microphone. When he was saying,
we trying to do it, but he had to get
see Sean Braniff, right? People hear his jokes, so they're not funny at all. But it's so funny the way he
knows they're not funny.
They're not meant to be funny, but he's funny. He's a funny person. He's a funny person.
I think he is fucking hilarious.
He is, all right.
When you're sitting there talking to him, he's and authentic. Then he'll just come off with something really random, and you're like, that is. Like, he says to me.
He's cocky too, isn't he?
Oh, I know he is. He says to me, did you follow me on TikTok? I says, do you follow me on TikTok? He went, no. I said, I think I do follow you. And then I went on and continued on. And it was about 25 minutes later. And then he shoved his phone in my face and said, you don't friggin' follow me. I was like, right, sorry. Follow me, I'll follow you back. I seen
April the photo of these two on his TikTok.
He just breaks my heart.
I love Sean Ibrish.
He's so cute.
There's a podcast I was talking about.
Who's team Sean Ibrish?
Me. No, Matan. I don't know. I'll send it later on. He does a podcast, right? And he's got this guy. He's like... He's called Mike Mick, right? And he just comes in and he just does all. He's doing a podcast and you get him to crawl in. He crawls under the tables and or one day they'll have him laying across the table. He just does all mad shit. But it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Sean Braniff is the man to do that. We could do that. Like, imagine doing a podcast and just having someone crawl in and just lay on the floor and you're trying to have a podcast. But your mom at time brings in like four of them and one of them will be sitting there beside you and just staring at you and then he'll crawl in and the other one. I don't know, he's getting big views. I watched it.
Are they meant to scare you or what are they meant to do?
They're just going at a podcast the most fucking bizarre way. And like, because it's obviously never been seen, it's the purple cow theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they're getting big views.
Yep.
So I was like, no one's seen it. People are loving it. I said, we should do a spin-off and get a guest on, like, get all these people just to sit
there. I would just sit there in my hands and knees like that for an hour.
I don't want to ruin our podcast, though. I don't want to ruin the working class, because people, we're doing well.
Like a special app. No way, loads of podcasts. We stick to what we're good at the same thing every week, but you're allowed to do a wee one-off thing here and there, like a wee fucking...
This is what's going to happen. See, the minute we do that,
everybody will do it.
You're hitting, no, it'll be... You're fucking taking advantage of these people. You're
we'll
get that there.
Like, do you think, but like, this is my whole thing for anything. When people say, like, people right underneath my videos saying, like, oh, getting your child to do that. I'm like, do you think I'm standing there with a gun to my child's head saying, fucking, not that my kids really be on my TikToks, but like the odd ones you do. Like, do you think I'm forcing my kids to do that? My Eli constantly says to me, do a TikTok with me in this balaclava. I'm like, son, I love that he loves that, like, one of my videos have near a million views of him wearing a balaclava. And I'm like, by the way, it's a DJ Povey one and not the IRA one. But anyway, he like wears this and I'm like, I don't want, like, he doesn't see that the negative comments that I have to delete every single day. People call him, oh, you're wrapping him up for him to be in the rock. But anyway.
For the ever the war, we're fucked because the younger generation of, like, see people in the IRA.
Just video-y.
See people in the IRA. Do you ever look at the dates on the graves? They're like, fucking 16, 17, all died for the IRA.
I know.
I can't. Like, I'm 30, 31. I just couldn't do it.
Pierce Jordan or no. Something. Steve Muir on the wall.
It's fucking madness. But see, they're all kids.
On the Falls Road in AV, there's this here plaque on the wall. It says about, like, the kid being murdered. She was 18 months old and she was killed outside her home. And I looked at myself and I'm like, that is fucking mental. And for people to just not fuck up, like, who cares? See, in this day and age, let them have their bonfires. Who gives a fiddler's... Right, okay, the one down the village, because there's... But see everybody else, let them do what they want. If it's not affecting you and they're not burning it out in your garden, who gives a fiddler's? We get the feel of... They get
just,
the salopin.
But not just keep Burnsy off the bonfires, that's all we're saying.
Why, because people put him
keep
on?
Keep Burnsy off the bonfires and...
He's on him.
Did you but, not see that woman but here, all the,
that's
all
when
the
you know you've made it.
Boats?
But I'm like...
Did you not see the...
But how ironic is that? This is what I'm saying. All your ancestors, your Auntie Bernie's, Granny's, Goldfish's uncle, not the Goldfish, Sean Paulette, but one of them is anyway, all, like, they all came here in a boat. They were, once upon a time, they were immigrants.
Irish people, biggest immigrants in the world.
Light your bonfire. Celebrate it. 98% of the people don't even know why they're there for, but if
but
you want to do that.
It's just pure racist hatred putting
but,
people on a boat.
But I'm
on
watching
top
this here video
bonfire,
on my TikTok earlier on
of
this big lesbian. Sorry if you're watching this big lesbian girl, but you definitely are a big lesbian. And she's all matching with a wee Rangers top. She looks like she just came back from London and somebody stuck her on the fridge. No fridge magnet. She looks like that. And or she was sitting there. And she just looks like she lives in the Kremlin. Probably votes DUP who are against gay. Again, ironic. And I seen her post, and all these wee, and they're probably 16, under 16, writing, Irish flag, Irish flag, Irish flag. I'm like, why do you care? Why do you care? Get over it.
Social media, it's just...
It's just, but it's... Who cares?
It's like tit for tat. It's always just, been like that.
But I don't understand. Like, people see the fact that young Spencer was brought on with...
Kneecap. And the Odyssey.
I think that's class. And see if he didn't, that would have been a hit face. And then people were saying, oh, they brought him on for clout. I'm sorry.
They don't need clout. They don't need far from it. They're a rapper, you know, fucking massive.
They are huge. They are known worldwide for good and bad, whatever.
No, but I definitely think it was more of a, it was like, it was in there. What's the word I'm using for? It was in, like, it's a good look to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was, if they don't need the money. No, it's not about the money, but if they had done that in the Odyssey, and it could, people would have said it's a hate face user sec, blah, 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 sector and all, mm-hmm. but it's a good look. They're trying to get away from it, and then there's young Spencer. Oh, we'll get him on, blah, blah, blah.
And he was brilliant. And one of young
Spencer. I was there.
I was meant to go, and then my sister took Eli, because my Eli is Kneecap's number one fan. And I think it's a sad reality. I was actually talking about this the other night. It's a sad reality that, like, my son, who's bilingual, all my kids are, and have been from the day and hour they were born, that the only musician that they can look up to that speaks Irish, that, like, is relevant. I know you're going to go on and say, oh, on YouTube, there's this here woman called such and such such. But, like, who's relevant, who's popular, who is on the charts. They're not really, you know what I mean? Like, that are, like, yeah, are people who curse and talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Like, it's not.
It's always been that way, I think. But like, it's when annoying. I was a kid, I loved Eminem.
But at least you have the option to listen to Britney Spears. Like, I'm not saying that, but there's nothing for the Irish language. For my child, there's nothing for it. Not that he can't listen to the English speaking.
I think there's going to be more stark.
But there is. There's this here, boy. I came across.
That's just what you says 2 seconds ago. What? Well, like,
but not, he also talks about that. But I'm saying, like, there's this wee boy I came across. What's his name? It begins with T anyway. I'll think about it. But he is also a rapper and whatever.
Torby, yeah.
That's him talking about. And I've listened to it as well. I came across him the other week and I put him on my thing. And then there's a guy from down south. Somebody was being really racist to him on his TikTok comments, and he was like, they were like, go back to Ireland, and he always responds to them as Gaelic, and I think it's in class. Because,
I've seen that.
Yeah.
That was very good.
He's a very good rapper, but obviously has a bit of dance music.
I was actually texting Mowgli Pop, it was about a month ago, asked him, trying to get him on, the Burmick, but he says, because of all the fucking madness that was going on, he's not allowed to do no press.
So they're not allowed to do much at the minute.
But he was like, I'll come on once it all calms down.
Yeah, so I knew they would. I said that before. If they don't
do podcasts, but if they're going to do any, because of Slice being a rapper and he known them all. And
that doesn't do with me. Like,
I think if anyone's going to get Kneecap on, like,
it would probably be.
Because why?
You know, we love his.
And DJ Prove.
And DJ Prove. We love his.
And you're taking his head off her as if DJ Prove was my uncle.
No, I just, they're the ones I would know.
When I see people, I always do chance my arm. I was with Fanto Boyd. I think I said this before in the town. Me and Kevin were from you, like, about a month ago in the town. And I was like, I said, Fanto, because they love Kevin. But I was like, Anto, love to get you on the podcast. He was, Gam, I'm not doing the podcast, but if you want to go for a pint, I'll go for a pint with you, no problem. You and Kevy. And then Kevy texted him. He's like, all right, let's go. Well, three of us will go for a pint. But I just don't want to do a podcast. I think actors don't want to do podcast.
Nah, you said that before, but I can see why as well, because when they're acting, like, it's different.
Yeah, they're being themselves.
They have to act a certain way, whereas at Nat's Demons, they have to speak about themselves and that's not something.
There's nothing worse than doing a podcast and then walking away from it and not having control of, like, taking anger. Going,
I think that's
just
a big thing.
If I said something,
but like I feel like you're gonna get to a point. Like, I have every belief in my body that I feel like yous will get to a point where yous will need to have some sort of, like, agent or something to, like. And I just would never like to think that somebody would ever take the authenticity away from you.
I don't think we would. We talked about this before. There was a guy messaged us, not a message, it was actually the guy that owns a couple of tattoo conventions, a couple of tattoo shops. We had him on the podcast, tattoo. He was the one with the beard.
Yeah, the big beard,
so
yeah,
he was stuff. Saying about being a manager and
he
stuff.
He texted Kneecap's manager.
Yeah, I texted him Todd. But I think.
Same person.
Is it 1L Studio type?
I think that's the studio. I don't think that's the manager, but he was talking there, but we wouldn't be able to get away with what we're getting away with.
This is one thing, and I have always said, like, these people get on their high horse as well. Like, I have met so many people that, like, I obviously, a lot of people know me from TikTok. I don't do the TikTok side that, like, and I have no problems with it, like Burnsy and Roberto do. Like, they go on live and all. I just don't like that. Like, it's just not a bit of me. But I, like, make videos and I get invited to, like, really good events. Like, wee small ones, like, shop openings and all. And I think that's a bit of me. That's exciting for me. Like, I'm going to one in Bangor next week. Making Sense is the, it's a wax melt company type thing, but they're opening in Bangor. I'm going, like, all these really fun events. But one thing that I've realised, like, I went to the event a few weeks ago and it was the most beautiful event. That was in aid of, like, maternal mental health. And obviously, everybody knows that's really, like, close to my heart. Like, I've told you before. Who's on?
People know we're recording.
People always do.
And I went to it, and there was this here girl. I would love to say her name, but I wouldn't give her the satisfaction for people to go and keep her. And she'll know who it is anyway. I'll just start talking about it. But I, like, was talking to these people who were, like, in the event, talking about them, and I turned around, she was her, and I never liked her anyway. I like went on her page and was like, she is not a bit of me. She turns to me and I turn around and she was talking to my two friends. And my two friends, who are also creators as well, were excited to see this creator because they had, like, she had a couple of thousand followers. Like, she had, like, maybe 30,000-40,000. And they were excited and she'd done nothing but sort of, like, say these things. And although she was just trying to big herself up, she was putting them down. And I can't take that.
I know, like, what you mean. She was patronizing.
Going, yeah, she was going, like, oh, like, there were, like, my friend Sarah or Martine, can't remember, was saying, like, that she'd applied a few times to get MFB Perfect to get a few, like, free samples to post about it. And she was like, oh, I don't get free samples. Everybody just sends it to me. I have this rumor. I stick on my face.
That must be the go-to, like, thing in Northern Ireland. It's like you have TikTok, to. Well, once you're on TikTok, your aim's to work for Be Perfect.
But, like, I'm not slagging Be Perfect at all. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, who knows down the lane what would go on? But, like, there's just for the standard and, like, be little. These girls are excited to see you, and then she's like, "Oh, I love meeting my followers."
Whoever
like,
is, she's a fucking scumbag.
Them two girls are creating content. So why are you saying they're your followers? Like, if anything, that's your peer. Like, would you say to somebody in a workplace that you're a manager of, would you turn around them, look at them and say, oh, because you've, like, a higher up on them, and say, like, oh, you're my wee slaves, go, you make a coffee, like, suck a dick.
But people do act that way and get a bit, like, I've worked on many jobs like that where people kind of
job worth
take
bastards.
Advantage of where, like, their role, basically, they think they can get away with doing stuff because of a bit more,
I will just, like, and I'll say this on here, so it's, like, basically pen to paper. If in the unlikely event that I ever become a celebrity and I'm going to roll my eyes, is
you will, but
and anybody ever, like, if I ever start to become, like, forget where I came from, send me a clip of that, because I will never be like that. I just can't take it in. Like, you're a wee woman from West Belfast. Who do you think you fucking are? Like, who do you think you are? You can't say one thing, do another. You can't, like, you're just like, who? Like, do you get on like that when you're in the living room of your granny? No, you don't. You're sitting in her wee house in fucking St. James's. Yeah. So you're not doing, my granny's dead and she did live in St. James's, but that's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't mean anything to me. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, these people here saying all this because they have a few followers on
it. No, 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 can't. It doesn't mean anything.
You have, exactly. You have thousands of followers, but you haven't thousands
you're
of money.
Yeah. Or mates.
Even if you did, who are you going to share it with? Like, I would rather have, and this is the same thing as well, all them people aren't your mates. Everybody isn't your mate. Like, you just sit beside these here people who act like they have all this thing. You don't. I have everything that I could ever want in life. I have a husband and three kids. I never want anything else. So anything else is a bonus. If I get fame, happy days. If I don't, happy days. Like, I'm just happy to have my fucking sanity. But for these people to stand and, like, look down on you, I'm like, if that's, do you know what, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah, you don't. It's just, like, how do you go from one way to, like, just completely changing, like, because you have a couple of people that follow your account, it doesn't make, like, to me it doesn't make sense. There is people, especially from here, that they get a bit big head and want to do well, and they mm-hmm. think they're above you, or but
they're just,
and I would be the first person
we're
to
all
say,
from,
like,
the same fucking, like, place, like,
up here in the north especially, we have small-minded, like, people who don't like to see
anyone doing bad,
well.
Yeah,
like, or else you're cringe. See the much time that I get people from me figuring you're cringe. I'm like,
they're on their real account and then they want to comment that and then they swap over,
yeah,
and they go, yeah, and do it on the same.
I'd rather be cringy than have not a set of balls,
yeah,
even right,
but in every good thing is on the opposite side of cringe. Like, once it starts working, it's not cringe no more.
Like I know, because, like, you don't want your first few videos, you don't want it, it's like, weird, you don't want it. I remember my first, oh my god, Jesus, I actually
riddle rings out and all, I might delete that. Who actually
I do videos talking for 20 seconds and I'm like, fucking load of balls, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing, thousands of people view it. And then I start laughing to myself. And I'm like, people real. That's what my whole account is. It's like, just talking. And I hear so many people. Like, actually, somebody wrote to me underneath one of my posts a few days. I see a girl called Gina. I actually have only ever met her once. And not, Gina Summers or something. And she went underneath one of my things. I was at an event and everybody spoke really highly of you. And see them things, that means more to me than a few extra followers. See, a few people who, like, that. Them people actually said, like, oh, that girl is lovely, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, I might be the cheekiest person you'd ever meet in your life, but I'm actually a really nice person.
Cheekiest, nicest person you'll ever meet.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I might put that in my bio.
So, see, whenever you become a superstar, who was the first person? Spotted you?
John.
No one. Yeah. It was fucking me.
Double John.
I did. No, you knew. I seen your video, and I was like, she's good crack. And I can you remember I commented on, and I was like, I slapped my box up. I was like, keep posting videos, because at the time you need 1,000 followers or something.
Yeah, I don't even have like 1,000. And then
I was like, keep posting videos because you're funny. Keep posting, you're good crack. And then you were like,
I wrote underneath and said, is this your way of asking me on the podcast? Yeah, and then I've been watching from day one.
And then we bring you on the Patreon just to like fucking. Just to break you in a bit, and then I promoted till me and Paul
came stepped in for me because I was too stoned out.
Oh, you did? You made an appearance, didn't you?
I walked to the shop. Me and John went up the Chinese or something. You came in
because
and said,
I was here for. I talked to Roberto. On the normal one, and you didn't speak Roberto. The whole day.
Oh, I was stoned out of his head. But that's, see, going back to like saying will we change, like, see if we did get a manager or like some, like, the first thing you're going to say is straight, don't talk, Slice, you can't be getting stoned. Even though I think
if we had a manager, he wouldn't get away with as much as I would get away with, because realistically, it's him who you can't take anywhere, and it's Gavin that gets in the most trouble out of me and him.
Notice I still don't get, see now, like, I would get loads, see, I get a loads of them in the town, I would get loads of people, or like, kids ask me for pictures, but I would like, it's Liam you're looking, because he's a rapper, but I just, like, a podcaster's not really, it's just, you're just talking.
I know, but
I always be like, oh, it's Liam, do you not want Liam, like, Liam's a rapper. Like,
I'll never like, not get a picture or something.
No, but that's where I'd be like,
literally mid-run down the Lisburn Road, somebody's like, here, mate, can I get a picture? I'm like, mate, I'm literally run.
No,
like,
but I'm not saying that, it's not that I don't do it, I don't feel like, I think in my head, why are they asking that?
Like, I feel like you need to get over
that. You're the top of the podcast game, mate. You're doing something good in this country. You're
like, everybody knows your name.
Kids look up to you too, whether you believe it or think it or not. There's wee kids out there go, fuck, I want to be like him.
But that's what I always say, like, I was always like, there was kids at my door the other day, and they were like, can I have a picture? And I thought they were winding me up. I was like, I'm not getting a picture of kids. They're fucking me up out there. No, I says, no. And then they're like, where's Liam? Boy? I said, because Liam's the rapper, so kids love Liam.
I know, but at the same time, like, you have to take in, they love you too. Like, there's so many people, like, just because they're under the age of 18 does not mean that they're not watching the TikTok videos, the Instagram videos, the clips. YouTube, the clips.
See, our clips go, oh my God, they go, like, massive. Just go mad. It's everyone so says to me, like, anytime there's a podcast clip sent in the my group chat, it's just always the working class. It's just never anyone else.
My big brother didn't know I was in the fight, and this is, he's going to die, because he knows that I'm going to be on here tonight, so he watches. Shout out to you, Don. But my brother says to me, shout out to Don. My brother's a rocket. He's like an older version of Stephen O'Reilly, right? And he knows Stephen. And I didn't want to tell him about the fight because I knew he'd want to go. And like, not that I don't want him more, because I love him and he supports me. He always would. But he's also a bit of a head case. And I didn't want him to go. So he says his mate sent in the video of Burnsy. He was like, Burnsy's doing this boxing fight, blah, blah. And he turned around and he was like, it's my fucking sister. He was like, what the fuck? And then they were like, he said all his mates to the thing were all big perverts. So they're all like, let me see, why'd she not get her bops out?
Did you see Costas right. Going, yeah, that's it.
And he was saying, it's as well as this table's here because I'm up a rope. And I didn't realise.
I can't go.
Well, yeah, that's what he was doing. It's so funny. And hurry up, Costa, if you're watching this, hurry up and ask out Mads. Go on for dinner. That's terrible. That's terrible. She'll message me in the region. But I know my brother was like, and then as soon as I said that, he was like, fuck's sake, Nelly's on with the babysitter, getting the babysitter, so he's coming too. And it's hilarious.
So are you going on a drink like after?
Yeah. I'm going on a drink. I have a babysitter, and then if we're on it, and
he's got a babysitter too.
We're going on it.
You're not gonna.
No, yeah, but I'll still have to fucking.
No, Church only, no beer.
No, Jolene's the best seat in the house.
You can look after him.
It's good.
I know you have many things.
I'm not fucking doing it. I'll be alright. Listen, I'll not get a paint under me to fucking...
Are you going to wear a suit now?
So nah. me and him are in every single corner, so we're going to be in the ring. We'll probably just wear blue and red outfit, like shorts and t-shirts.
Ask everybody to wear blue and red.
So I have ordered all this stuff.
And you can change after your fate.
I would love to wear green. Why?
I just feel like blue really flushes me out. It's the colour of the real.
Fuck up, buddy.
I made order my own. I actually went on the order to order.
Just get a tri-colour.
It's only for a minute and a half.
I know, it's 3 minutes. Three minutes and a half. It's just...
I'm going to do her in one.
I'm going
to knock her. God, love Emma. Sorry, Emma, you're my
team. See, for anyone watching.
I'm just, see Emma, right?
See Emma. This is the story behind Emma, right? So when I asked her in a fight, she was like, yeah, I'll fight, but we couldn't get someone to fight her. But we're talking about it on TikTok or something, yeah. And this account just commented, no, none of us have ever seen
but
his
I
face.
Said, what I said was, I want to fight John Hay. I wanted to fight him. I said, stick him in a wig, it will be a fucking gig. I was like, I'm happy enough to take a dig from a man. It doesn't bother me. In this day and age, nobody's coming for him, right? I was like, dude, I don't mind. And it'll be a laugh. That will be a really funny fight. People will be like, all right. And then Burnsy, of course, because he's the manager of every person he ever meets, he said, you can't fight a man. I said, right? And he was like, no, you can't. You're not allowed. No, I was like, I know, but it'll be, it's not for, nope, it's not. It's a professional boxing fight, blah, blah, blah. I was like, right, okay. And then I was like, well, now I've left for nobody to box. And she pops up and messages me.
So we never, no one's actually put a face to the name. So we didn't know who was showing up. So we went up to the press conference and we just knew the name. Emma Swindale was fighting Una. And then the taxi pulled up. And I was like, that's Emma. Somebody, and she was come in. She was fucking pulled her top all off. And fucking
shouted, yo, where's Emma? And I was like, Marty, Marty, you know what he said? He must have creeped her on.
He must have been on her WhatsApp pics or something. But then she came in, she's pulling her top all off. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
But she's funny.
She fits a bill.
She does. She's really, 100%. Really. I've had so many people to say, like loads of people are saying she's going to thank you. And then other people are saying she looks a fucking gig. And she is. Yeah. She's laid back and really, really, really witty. Like, she's so funny. And, like, everything you say, she has a wee bit of a laugh with her.
Just telling Birdie you couldn't knock me the wank.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Did you see her fall? Did you see?
That was... I actually thought Burnsy pushed the chair. But see, whenever...
She tries to sit on the chair and fall. No,
that was... I must have watched that part of her falling about 20 times this morning. Hilarious. Because I only watched it today whenever I was working. And because it's not on Spotify, I was carrying the phone around my work watching it. And I must have broken back about 10 times every time.
See, the thing is... The thing is, right? Me and John, how quick was that?
Was that that night?
How quickly set that up? It was about 20 minutes. Yeah. And that's probably a bit more entertaining than any fighter, like a real professional fighter's press conference. Mm-hmm. They're usually shit. Yeah, people are going like, this is if you're a true boxing fan, you're not going to watch this. Like, this is like a charity boxing fan. You fucking maniac.
Somebody sent me an email. Somebody sent me a TikTok thing. He said, can you send me a photo? Is it still here? Can you send me a photo of your 34 double Gs?
Did they?
Yeah, and I said, I didn't
know. No way.
It.
No, there's no way.
I swear to God, where is it?
Was it a male or female?
It's a user and the thing's deleted. But they said, if I can find it, and I was like, yeah, hold on. Like, I wouldn't take it out in front of the image, but I was more flabbergasted.
She took her top off twice.
No. But I could hardly see. I could see it the time she took it off the second time. Burnsy was flipping, and I had him in a headlock.
Oh, it was great crack. I would love to do our press conference, but obviously we can't.
That
but
was so funny.
It's fucking doing good. It's doing good views on YouTube.
I think that's funnier than any podcast we've ever done. That's just because it's chaos. You don't know what is happening. People are talking. You can see in the background. See at the very start. I was watching Stephen, and I was going, he's looking to get on and say something. And I was going, somebody needs to get this man to make here. He's got something. I knew he had something to fucking say. And then him and Marty were going at it.
That's Tyrone McKenna's mate. Who?
Oh, is it?
Yes, Tyrone got him on the card. And he's defeating Crawford and Trump.
Where is
Crawford? What happened, you big man?
He said he went to Chippy and then he fell asleep.
Does he put up a video at this?
But listen, I would hate for Crawford not to show up in the night. And but see, the thing is, everyone has to meet. Like, we've got for half three. So if he's not there for half three.
What do you mean with me to half three?
Like half three, they go up. He's getting medical now.
And then we're going to get on this bus.
We'll send Sean.
Is this bus even real?
I don't know what it is, bus, but I mean, if you went on that bus, you used to go back into the town.
I see, I was thinking I was going to go and do the medical and go home.
See, as well, no, like, cops are saying to me, like, they're having, no one can drink before.
No, no, I know, I knew that, but I thought, because I wanted to go home and get all my stuff organised.
No, you're going to have to sort all that early in the day and bring it up. Once you're in the Danny's, you're at you.
But is there going to be somewhere where I can put my clothes?
There's a change room upstairs.
Yeah, out the back.
I'll need to have, like, makeup and all done. I'll have my hair.
But see, the thing is, you know, so you'll be on, like, late early enough. So you,
am I on,
you're going to be, you're probably going to be on it about after 9, like, after.
Who's after me?
I think there's, like.
No, like, I want to know who.
So it's Fats and Crawford. And then it'll be Stephen and Marty, and then.
Because I want to be out for them.
But I mean, you want to be getting right, like, because we'll not even get a proper pint till about 12 o'clock. So I put Sunday off work. I'll be still drinking 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
So,
I feel like maybe I'll just not worry too much about makeup. I just want to have, like, I'm kind of glad that I'm, like, because for anybody that doesn't know, I'm going for surgery in my eyes on the Tuesday. And I need to not have my eyes, but in a way that's kind of a blessing, so where my eyelashes can stay on, because that, I don't really care if I just have a wee bit of base makeup on. I just don't want to be, not that anybody's going to be walking out and there's going to be people starting paparazzi, but I just mean, you just know that you're going to, somebody's going to come up to you and say, give us a photo, and like, because you're a fighter in the night, you get them people that can go out very often, and I'll be like, happy days, get a photo, and my family are going to be there, so I want to get, like, wee photos, because we don't really get
together.
Are you
going
to be, like, at every photo, because you're boxing on the night, to get the fist up, never see it?
I've had 2 bites, you guys blocked, it's not even a bite.
I have to do my wee shirt, if that's okay. This is just one exception.
Drunk as a beer.
Big shout out to my family on the other side of the world, in Boston, watching this podcast. We love yous to bits. Big shout out to Gerard, Sheila, Robbie, Sean, and Tommy. God bless us all.
These are all legends here, like, yous over in Australia. Just,
Irish,
like, I need to let everybody, I want to ask anyone watching, do me a favor, because when we check the Spotify locations, and we have more listeners in Glasgow than Belfast. I want to know on YouTube, if you're watching from outside Belfast, where are you watching from?
Let us know. Comment underneath.
Comment,
let us know
where you actually are from. So if you're from Belfast, but you're living in Australia, right? Belfast, Australia. Curiosity killed the cat, and I want to know. But in
and not only that, see all you Belfast ones? Go on, fucking subscribe.
Subscribe
on Spotify.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Subscribe
YouTube. I want to fucking
Spotify too.
My dream. This is my whole dream. My tellings all the time. I want a YouTube play button. That's what I want. A fucking. It's 100,000. We're on 7,000 subscribers. Once you hit 100,000, YouTube sends you a big fucking plaque.
Can I be honest? I don't think I'm subscribed.
No one gives a fuck. Like, no one cares about subscribing. But that's the one that matters. I would take a subscriber over a YouTube, that follower, Instagram follower, anything, anyway.
Oh, I am subscribed. Thank God.
I will glue them fucking my front window of my house. YouTube
I want
play
this man to be
my chair wants more me's every day. He's like, how many subscribers are on that? I was like, fuck, with an hour fucking,
so
with an hour 93,000 to go, kid.
Well, you only started off with 0 subscribers. Now look.
But then, so going forward, what have you, any plans? What?
I'm in, let me just say something. I have, like, and I can't tell anybody what it is right now, but there's something massive happening. And is that my one? There's something, like, huge happening with me in the next few months, and it's not going to be a special in the chippy or nothing. Like, the people put on these here clickbaits, it's going to be, like, ginormous.
Is it life-changing? Like,
I took Lambo's advice when he said, if you say you're going to do something, do something. Yeah. So I said I was going to do something, and now I'm doing something. It's, like, actually life-changing for me, my family, and everything.
Oh, fine.
Everybody
I'm
around
excited.
Me.
I'm excited.
Yous will be the first to know, and it is. Also, Liam, just want to ask you, just to annoy my husband, Jolly says I can't rap, right? I'm not going to rap for you because...
Don't rap, dude.
I'm not, right? But he says to me, and I'm like, right, fair enough. At some point, I said I want to... Like,
I can help you.
I can't. I don't know. Like, the first thing, but just to annoy him.
But you know what I really think? There's people that are who want to rap and they're shaked. They're rapping. They put out raps and they're not any good. It's like, you either have it or you don't. But I feel like you have it.
But
like,
I've loved rap music.
You need to have a set of balls. Especially a girl. I have big balls,
and I like feel like see like me. I have loved rap my whole life. Like I have really, really have. Like maybe they're not always like big rappers because like I used to love like Yellow Wolf, no.
I've seen him down in Dublin.
Was he
with Eminem?
Eminem,
he's really good.
See, when we were on holiday, Liam was doing freestyle, and I tried to freestyle. It was funny as fuck.
Gam's but like, was actually
like,
good.
I was like, I'm with Liam Post, Liam Postlace, drinking the gras. I need some ice.
That's class. That's class.
We had an instrumental on where everyone was in.
And
we,
it was a
fun, we were all,
because it wasn't just a wee slow beat, right? He was trying to give me chances, and he was hard. And he was going right, I need to think of a hard word. And he was giving me them, and I was having to lead. Like, I couldn't start off in the word. I had to end it on that word. So it was getting harder, and the beats, he was putting on were fast beats. So then we stuck on that one, and he started doing it. He was going, in the car, and I go far. And I was going, don't stop, keep going. And he was going, like, fuck, I was going, ah. We were all in the room going mental.
I think it was so good.
I was loving it for him that he actually done one, and it rained, and flowed. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe it.
I just broke them
down. And then Snowball was freestyling to Ben Helmsley in a Ibiza too.
I didn't know it was Ben Helmsley. Have you ever seen Ben Helmsley, what he looks like? He looks like the opposite hang of a DJ I've ever seen in my life. He looks like just some cunt from fucking up a road. Like,
he's from Scotland or something.
I know, but he just doesn't look like a DJ. Like, what does a DJ look like? I don't know, but he just doesn't look like what he is.
Your,
you know what I mean?
DJ,
but he was just standing on the beach and like Snowball was sitting rapping to him.
Was he rapping to him?
Yeah, and he was.
Oh, to him? Like, the
yeah, to Ben
Helmsley,
yeah, and he was like, and he was just like,
he didn't even know it was him.
To be fair, if you go and look at him, you would never.
I don't think there's any like DJs that I actually would know. I know.
I would know them. I would know Dimitri Vegas.
Why don't you get
like,
Billy Gillies on here?
Ben Helmsley's my favorite DJ. To be honest with you,
do you know? Just we asked
Hannah Lang.
Hannah Lang's class.
What do you call
it? We asked DJ Rankin, and it was taxing him a day on WhatsApp, and he says, "How much?" And I what's the fee? And I just ran. DJ Rankin asking for money. Like, we've had McCallan here, for fuck's sake. DJ Rankin. We have a song on fucking YouTube 25 years ago when you're looking paid.
But like,
DJ Crilly, we want you.
I know, but I've messaged DJ Crilly and he said to the boys, I wouldn't do it. But I would love him to get on. But he is not the person he was sitting in the park at like 13 years old. Do you know what I mean? He's just not that person.
Do you know Curtis Sager?
He's a chill guy.
He's back on social media. I was texting him and he says, right, he says, I'll do it. So he was great to do the podcast. I says, we'll get you a LeGras. We'll have a laugh and all. And then he goes, no, I'm not doing it. So he's actually sober now. And I think that sort of...
put him off
because
he was
I was saying about drinking. And he's trying to change his life. So he doesn't take any anymore. I know. So he was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Why don't you say you'll not drink? Is he a fatty now?
Is he fat now?
I think that's buds do that to blow people out.
But it's probably as well. A lot of people who come off anything like always seem to like eat.
Use food as a substitute.
Yeah. Yeah, like I remember whenever after I had my Eli, obviously I was pregnant and whatever, but like because beforehand I used to live like Friday to Tuesday, like, you know, loving life, not eating that sort of really fun stuff. And anyway, and I remember being like really, really, really skinny until, and then whenever I obviously I'd be pregnant, and I can remember afterwards, fucking, what are you getting your weekends in doing? Beforehand, I was having 16 E's and now I'm having 16 Chinese's. It's like, and I remember just like looking at myself, and I remember going to like a PT. I was like, I am like a big circle.
Do you know what I need? I was thinking about this earlier.
I need
I need a motivator. I need someone who, Bernie's a good motivator, but he motivates you to do the wrong things.
I need
someone to get me up, bring me, like say, you're going to the gym, train me hard. I need
I'll do it for the next fucking 30 days.
Then you'll do it for 2 days and then.
I'll do it. No,
is there any PTs out there that would like to sponsor Gavin?
We'll need to stop.
There's so many.
I'm going to make a mission. To get this man whipped into shape.
I want a sex
off
pack
the drink,
by summer.
Off the drink. On the gym.
But I do need to like get healthy. Like, I'm just eating shit every day.
But you've been in really good shape before.
I have. I was taking steroids.
Were you?
Yeah.
On the D-ball.
I wasn't jacking them. But see when you take steroids.
Did you not just take them on Jaro?
See when you take steroids, like you're trained for like, it was a couple of years ago I took them. You get really big so quick. But see, as soon as you stop, you just go back. And then you get more depressed going, look, the weight I've lost. Like, I'm, look, the strength I'm losing. So there's no point even taking them.
Well, then, you know what? You're better off just doing.
I want to do it naturally, but I was in really. I was doing muscle ups. Like, I was in really good shape, and then
Does it not shrink your penis?
Here, done two backflips, back in a beefy. You want to see this? I see it with my own eyes.
Broke the second one. It broke my chest.
Hey, what about Mickey Modell?
We asked him.
Did he not come on? Did he say no?
He says he wanted to hear like what guest notes been on the podcast. I was like, fuck, this is going to be a weird one.
I don't know how he could stand and say that. Whenever a few weeks ago, I got the shock of my life, honest to God. I went up to my wee girl's disco dancer, right? She's only 4 and she's a god lover. She's brilliant. And shout out to her wee dance school, Sean and May's School of Dance, they're in the Springfield Road. They're a brilliant wee clan of people. But I went up to St. Genevieve's school, and the next thing, the way they go through, see at the start of it, it's like they build all the kids up, and it's all dead exciting, and they're like, these are the judges, this is the MC, like talking through all the rounds and all, and your DJ's, the day's Mickey Modell. And I went, so how's he picking up getting a podcast when he's sitting there with the DJ for a load of kids in St. Genevieve's school? I swung my head around, and the next thing, I was like, right, it's 9:15 in the morning here, and I feel like taking a few eggs.
But here, he done dancing in the dark.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't he come on? Like, it doesn't.
I asked him.
Can he do that tune?
Yeah.
Can we try again?
That's why I was getting him on. I was like,
nobody knows that one, but.
So that was, he's the guy who made that.
Yeah, but he's from Belfast.
Is he from Belfast?
I've seen him DJ, but I just never knew he.
You know, like my wee sister works. I think he's from Belfast, and she was working through Peter Mark with her mate Deirdre, and Foresight with her mate Deirdre, and this fella that were standing looking at something, and this fella was like, oh, whatever, no, like said something, tell him, no way you be, like, you know, stand beside somebody looking at something, and he goes, they were like, yeah, talking about him, and he turned around, and he was like, do you want to get a photo with me? Arthur was like, why, who are you? And then Deirdre was like, I'll get a photo with you, but she had a baldy, she's in her 50s. She was like, and then Derby was like, after the box, Mickey Modell. And then she put out her photo, she was like, what is? I was like, Derby, he's as much of a celebrity as I am.
Was he asking people to want a photo?
He said to her, do you want a photo with him?
I have pick a Redner.
Cringe, like, that is cringe. I don't really say that word often, but that
you can do whatever you want.
I just want, I'm going to be Emma. What you going to I want to give a wee shout out to Rosie. You come up to me and Gavin and the Daphne the other day and just said, like, keep going and whatever, and it made my heart really warm, and you got a wee photo with me, and congratulations on your son's graduation.
Oh, that's very nice, now.
Okay,
I've been thinking about it.
Plenty of more pictures coming your way, you know.
I hope so.
Make sure
don't throw eggs at her. Get pictures from her.
Do give me the eggs, because it would be good to not have to pay for them in the shop.
I get hit with water balloons.
Did you see Burnsy saying about Roberto sausages?
Fuck.
Did you see it there? That's lovely.
I mean, cooked sausages.
No, he goes, I've tasted the sausages.
They're
stinking. That's lovely, Alex.
I nearly fell off the chair. That was so funny. That was the best part of the night.
So if anyone hasn't watched, it was after us, Burnsy on the press conference. It was out the other day. It's on our YouTube channel. Subscribe. And comment and like, and all that. I've watched it twice. I watched everything twice. John has to watch it fucking 18 times.
I only watch stuff once, and then I can't watch it.
It's like it's impacted in your brain. I don't really watch things twice, but I did watch that because it was so funny.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
My rest of my predictions, right? So for Stephen O'Reilly and Marty, that was actually like an hour break in between my predictions. But my predictions between Marty Doc and I actually would have said before, because like, I have a lot of time for Stephen O'Reilly. Like I met him years ago and he was just a wee bloon. I loved it. I just think anybody who's a wee smicks a gig. And then I met him again at the podcast that time, and I just thought, he's so authentically himself. He knows who he is. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, he does think he's Tupac incarnated. But like, I mean, like, he isn't going to change. Trump walks in here, he's still going to be.
Oh, he's going to be a mad cunt, though.
Do you know what I mean? And I really believe, I like that type of person. That's what authenticity is. So I do love him, but I do think Marty Doc's going to knock the bollocks out of him.
Marty Doc's a mad bastard, isn't he?
He's a fucking gig. So I do think for him, I think for the pig fella, and like, Peggy isn't on my team, but Peggy is going to knock Sean's eyebrows off. And then,
between you and Emma, who do you think? You're going to back yourself easy. I do think you're going to win it.
I would love to say myself, but at the same time, I wouldn't. What are you meant? Do you have to say you're God's honest? I think Emma's going to win.
Shut up. I'm going to be pissed.
I think Emma's going to win. And then who else is the other face? Crawford.
Burns won birthday, I would say.
I think Burnsy's going to win. I know Burnsy's going to win. He has that in the bag. Burnsy is going to win against you, Roberto, Pancake Face, and Robert Nose Loosely. And then Crawford and Cahill. I'm going to say Cahill just because his name is more Irish than yours and you're English. And then who's the next one?
Team Red. Big Fat's the name, man. Big Fella. Sean Ambrose.
Yeah,
Sean Ambrose. Big Fella. With that double.
Yeah.
Double.
And is that it?
Burnsy.
And that's it. And then for the other fights that are on, anybody, it's in Team Red. Everybody, make sure you subscribe to all the channels and stop letting on your super. We all know you have more money. Get on the Patreon ASAP so these fellas can actually. £3.
£3.
Sláinte.
Love yous. I'm roasting, guys. I can't stop sweating.